www.fortresschurch.org. At Fortress Church, we are all about loving God and loving people. Join us here on KDRY every Monday through Friday at 5:30 p.m. and on Saturday mornings at 8:30 a.m. And now, here's your host for Rising Higher, Pastor Randy Garcia.
Thank you for tuning in today. I am blessed to have with me Steve Rhodes, and he serves as a vice president of the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. And today we're going to talk about a very special initiative that's coming to Texas. Steve, welcome to San Antonio.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Tell us, what is Decision Texas all about?
Decision Texas is an initiative that's very unique, sort of in the six decades of ministry of the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. It's a series of seven evangelistic and prayer events held all across Texas from Lubbock and Midland all the way east to Longview. And one of those stops is going to be in San Antonio with Franklin Graham.
It says Sunday, October the 15th at 7:30 p.m. It's going to be a great time where the entire body of Christ can come together. Tell us a little background, Steve, about why is Franklin Graham and the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association even initiating Decision Texas?
I think because of what we've seen across the country. And that is two things. First of all, there's probably not been a more hostile time that we face as Christians when there's more acrimony, more hostility, more resistance to the simple gospel of Christ and for biblical truth and biblical values, number one. And never been probably a greater time when we've been in more need of revival inside the church, not on the outside, but inside the Church of Jesus Christ. And so into that climate, which is a hostile world and a church that is maybe not as awake or as revived as we all need to be, we're deciding to do this in order to call attention to the continued power and efficacy of the blood of Christ as well as the need of the church.
Steve Rhodes is joining us, and he has the privilege of spearheading a special initiative called Decision Texas, where Franklin Graham will be coming to, I believe, seven Texas cities October. And so we're excited that San Antonio is one of those stops. Franklin Graham will be coming on the 15th. Tell me a little bit, Steve, about what can we expect on that evening of October 15th with Franklin Graham?
Yeah, so that event on a Sunday night is right in the middle of this tour. And it's really, it's two things. It's a call to the church to pray. Mm. We have a lot of problems all across Texas. And the answer to those problems are not found in politics, Republicans or Democrats, only found in the gospel of Jesus Christ. And having people's hearts changed, the heart of man needs to change. So that's the first thing. And it's that we as a church need to call on God and ask God to help us. But then secondly, to bring people who need to know Christ. So we would say to anyone that's listening, bring one person. Come as an individual or as a family, but make sure that you don't come by yourself, that you bring one person who probably lives next door to you, maybe is in your school or a person that you work with, and say, come on, let's go, and it'll be a nice evening, great night for the family, music, fireworks. It'll be a nice event, but it'll also give people an opportunity to find hope.
How can we, as Christ followers and we as churches in San Antonio, how can we get behind this initiative for October 15th, Decision Texas?
A couple of ways. First of all, it's for the church. Mm-hmm. So pastors and leaders, bring the whole church. Mm-hmm. One of the things that we found last year with Decision America Tour, all across the country, from Des Moines all the way to Raleigh, North Carolina, is that people were coming from churches. And those people who are coming from churches are the ones who got saved because the church is full of people who maybe go to church but have never been born again. So we would say to pastors and leaders, bring your whole church. Make this an outing for the whole church. We have VBS. We have summer picnics, all of that. But make this an event for the entire church. And so I would say to the church, come as a church. But then as a church, make this a form of outreach. Mm-hmm. Make this as an opportunity to do evangelism in the community where God's placed you.
Mm-hmm. Steve Rhodes is joining us today, and he has the privilege of heading up Decision Texas on behalf of the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. Franklin Graham will be here in San Antonio October the 15th. It's going to be a great event. Steve, one of the things I love about what the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association has always done is brought the body of Christ together. Does doesn't matter what your denomination is, what your skin color is. It seems as though BGEA is always doing something to bring unity across the board. Tell me a little bit about that initiative and why it's so important.
Well, everybody knows we live in a divided world. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're divided. I'm from New Jersey, so you divide by states. New Jersey, Texas, we divide mm-hmm. by baseball teams and football teams and all the basketball teams
right.
in San Antonio. But that division, unfortunately, is still in the church. Mm-hmm. We're divided by Baptists and Pentecostals and Methodists and all that. And that's awful because we're the body of Jesus Christ. It's one body, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. So for the church to be divided is horrible. I mean, I have four children, and if you divide my kids against each other, mm-hmm. makes me very disappointed and hostile as a dad. So here's now the Lord God. This is his body. It's not our body. They're not our churches. They belong to Jesus. So for anything to separate the body of Christ is not the Spirit. It's not the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. It's us. So to bring together the body of Christ, regardless of denomination, race, background, affiliation, whatever, we need to let a lot of that go, a lot of the nonsense that we divide over. We serve one Savior.
That's
and
right.
We're all going to be in heaven together. So the sooner that we learn to get along as the body of Christ, the better. Mm-hmm. I think the happier we're going to be. Mm-hmm. And the better the world's going to understand
right.
that the body of Christ is going to hold together.
Exactly right. Now, you mentioned earlier one of the great initiatives of this event is prayer. Why is prayer so important to Franklin Graham and the team?
I think the church has caught on to this because we've spent decades organizing, running programs ad nauseum, and yet the church is in a weakened state, and there's not real Holy Spirit power that we should expect, since Jesus said, when I leave, I will send the Holy Spirit in my place. And greater works than these will you do because I send the Holy Spirit. So what we've noticed is that the church is in a weakened state, but the only way that we can really receive from God is by prayer. All of the promises are us calling on God and receiving. So prayer is the fundamental, most primitive form of communion with God, to open our hearts to him and say, Lord, I need thee, every hour I need thee. That's the way we got saved. It's the way we're supposed to live. And we've noticed that Christians, and I've been guilty of it, you probably have too, going about our business, even busy in the Lord's work, and not really spending time to call on God and then see God answer and then as a result give him the praise. So it's a lost discipline and we're the worse for it.
Once again, Steve Rhodes is joining us from the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. Why Texas and why San Antonio for this very special event? Is there something that God put on Franklin's heart or on the team's heart?
Well, it's something that the Lord put on Franklin's heart. There had been plans for us to do a festival in San Antonio that goes back
yes.
several years.
I remember that, yes.
Yeah, and we postponed all of that work because of this 50-state tour, which we did not dream we would do. 50 capitals all in 1 year mm-hmm. across the country. We postponed that. So we feel a spiritual commitment to be in San Antonio. Mm-hmm. And then since that commitment was already in place, that we would come here, we would try to bring the church together, pray, call on God, and then preach the gospel. We added to that these other cities, going from West Texas all the way working ourselves east, from Lubbock and Midland, all the way from then to Corpus Christi and San Antonio, Round Rock outside of Austin, Waco, mm-hmm. and finishing in Longview east of Dallas, to call the entire church, the entire mm-hmm. state of Texas, to the good news that people's lives can be changed if they'll just turn their lives over to Christ. It's something that Franklin generally will pray about something for weeks, months, or sometimes years before he'll say it out loud. And then he will make a statement and say, mm-hmm. God's put this on my heart. Matter of fact, the whole idea to do Decision America Tour, mm-hmm. 50 states in 1 year, that concept goes back 10, maybe 12 years when Franklin started praying about that. So generally, these waves don't hit the beach until much later, and I think that's what's happened here.
That's right. Let me ask you a personal question. You've been involved with the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association for a number of years. What makes you tied into this ministry?
I think it's the opportunity to hold high the name of Jesus. Mm-hmm. It's the only name that divides. You can talk about anything you want on the radio, but as soon as you say Jesus, that becomes a sticking point to the unbelieving, hostile world. But then to hold out Jesus as the only way to change. It's the only, I mean, look, the reason that I am the way I am is because God changed me, made me different, and continues to change me every day. But it's only the name of Jesus that does that. It's not the Lord upstairs or God. It's Jesus. That's right. The name that sets the captives free. And I'm a captive that's been set free. I'm a slave that's been redeemed. And so the beauty of the Billy Graham Evangelist Association is not Billy Graham. It's not Franklin Graham. It's that the church only has one note to play. Just that one note is Jesus. So playing that note consistently, and that's it's a privilege to work for Franklin and work for Mr. Graham, who's going to be 99 this fall.
Wow.
Is holding high the name of Jesus.
That's right. Steve Rhodes is joining us with the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. I have to make reference to one of the things I really love, My Hope America, which you initiated a number of years ago. But I love the premise. One of the things I specifically love, and I'd like as a pastor to implement it in my church as we come towards Decision Texas, is creating a Matthew list to pray for individuals that we rub shoulders with who need to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. Tell me a little bit about the success of My Hope America over the last few years. I know it's been initiated. I loved it. Just a great strategy for evangelism. Tell me a little bit about that and how God has used My Hope America over the last few years.
Yeah, My Hope was started over a decade ago, been in more than 60 countries, with the idea that the best evangelists are not the evangelists. Mm-hmm. It's us.
That's right.
Because where you work, no, the pastor can't get into where you work. It's you. You're the one that's going to show up every day and be in the cubicle next door. So you're the best representation of Jesus that person will see. So what we want to do through My Hope, and there will be another round of that this year all across Texas, is to give the individual Christian the tools they need to simply share Jesus. Just simply share the gospel. And that's what My Hope has been. We've seen tens and hundreds of thousands of people come to Christ as a result of this.
One of the lessons I picked up from My Hope America in my smartphone, I have my Matthew list. And for those who are not familiar with it, the Matthew list is about, you list about 10 people who you're praying for every day, who you rub shoulders with that do not know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. And then strategically invite them to your house, for example, and just introduce the gospel to them. I think that this would be a great avenue for Decision Texas coming to San Antonio to invite our friends, especially if they do not know Christ, to this very special event. And great tool. And that's what I love, that the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association partners with everybody to bring people to Christ, right?
Yeah, so I would say to anybody that's listening, this rally that we're going to have on October the 15th, Franklin's going to be there. There'll be some great music by the David Crowder Band, and it'll be a great evening for the family. But this is an opportunity. You know, there's a moment when someone's heart is open to the gospel. This is a moment for everybody across San Antonio to bring one person. But like you just said, to begin praying for them now, to beginning at to ask God to open their hearts. But then you're going to have to speak. You're going to have to open your mouth.
That's right.
And say, come with me. Come on, I'll give you a ride. I'll even buy you dinner on the way. Come with me. We're going to have a great night out, and I'll deliver you back to your house. But you have to take the initiative. I got saved because someone took the initiative with me. Somebody prayed for me. Somebody helped me. Somebody witnessed to me. Right. Everybody who's listening, you're the result of you're the product of people who have sowed and reaped in your life. So do the same thing for somebody else. And so that's, if you don't hear anything else I say, it's that. Bring one person. Commit to bring one person to this rally, and we're going to see God do great things. Thousands of people are going to get saved.
Thousands. I believe that. Where are we going to be? We're going to be at the River City Community Amphitheater. The date, once again, Sunday evening, 7:30, October the 15th. Special guest, Franklin Graham, and also, as you said, David Crowder and his band will be doing some music. It's going to be a fantastic night. You don't want to miss out. It's for the body of Christ to pray, as Steve said, but also to bring individuals to faith in Jesus Christ. Steve, thank you for taking time out of your schedule to join us today. And as we close our time together, I want you to lead us in prayer. I know you're here in San Antonio to kind of prepare the grounds right now, but lead us in prayer. And just we can be in agreement that God would even begin to stir the hearts of people today for what's going to happen on Sunday, the 15th of October.
Lord, we thank you for the privilege of serving you. I thank you for churches all over this, the greater part of San Antonio, all over this part of Texas. Lord, we pray for the church now in San Antonio. We pray for pastors and leaders and church workers and choir members and Sunday school teachers. Lord, fill them with the Holy Spirit. Fill them with love for the people in their churches and for their neighbors. We ask you for a new heart and a new baptism of love for people. And we pray for the next coming weeks, Lord, that you'll bring to mind people that we can pray for, that you'll give us a new heart to pray as well. And we ask that many people, many, many people would come to Christ. And I ask you now, Lord, for, as Jesus told us, we pray for workers to go out into the harvest. I pray for my brothers and sisters that are listening right now. Lord, prompt us to pray. Prompt us to work. And we thank you for what you're going to do. We thank you that you answer prayer, that you redeem and set free. And I even pray for some right now, Lord, that are battling or struggling with insurmountable problems. Lord, set free. Set the captives free. Bring healing. Bring change. Bring restoration, Lord. Restore marriages and just bless and encourage and help your people. We call on you because you're a prayer-answering God and you answer prayer. And that you say that if we call on you in the day of trouble, you will answer. So we trust you, Lord, and we thank you, and we give you all the praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Just when they think they got your game set match, here comes a comeback.
Hey, this is Danny Gokey, and I just want to quickly drop some encouragement into your spirit. I don't know what things have been going on in your life, but I know that there are so many people discouraged, but do not give up yet, because God has a promise that he's going to finish what he started in you. There are greater things that you have yet to see. This is your comeback year. You're listening to Rising Higher Radio with Pastor Randy Garcia.
Our guest today is Cindy Bartelli, and she's the author of a brand new book called The Heart Healer, God's Response to Personal Prayer in a Hurting World. Why did God lead you to write a book on this topic of heart healing?
Well, that's a good question. I remember, Pastor Randy, sitting in your office about probably 12 years ago and telling you about all the heartache that I had experienced.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't quite understand the reason why, but there was much pain involved, and it was something that I'm using for good now, because the Lord said, now's the time to tell others how I brought you through this.
So as we look at this topic, once again, The Heart Healer is the name of Cindy's book. Tell us a little bit about some of the lessons you've learned along your journey.
As a child, you know, my brother and I would go out and play. There was a wooded area behind our house in San Antonio. We would come back with cuts and bruises because we were being rough out there, and look for our mother, because she was the one who loved us, and we knew that she could make those cuts all better. But in time, I began to accumulate cuts and bruises that no one could see. They were stored in my heart, and I didn't know how I would ever get past them. I didn't know that there was someone who loved me who would make that all better. But in my pursuit of healing, I discovered that we have a God who loves us so much, who cares about us so much, that he's ready to respond to a very simple prayer and bring healing to that pain that we store away. I often say I would put all my pain in a hidden closet in my heart, but I would disguise that closet of pain with a label on the door that said brave and strong. And so all the things I went through over the years were tucked away back in there, but I would act brave and strong. Inside, they were affecting my motivations, my thoughts, my courage, and even my health. But I'm not unique, Pastor Andy, as you well know. We all experience certain degrees of pain. So my goal with the book is to share that story and these stories of other people to give people hope.
Our guest today is Cindy Bartelli, and she's going to be a special guest speaker for the women. Now, the book is both for men and ladies, but she's going to be speaking to the ladies on Sunday, August the 20th at 6 p.m. at Fortress Church. Tell me a little bit, Cindy, about what the ladies can expect on this special evening.
Well, of course, I'll be telling more stories of everyone else that I've come across and more than are in the book. But most importantly, besides the stories, we're going to talk about who God really is and how simple prayer can be so special. All we have to do is pour our hearts out to God.
I love that. It's going to be a great evening. Once again, admission is free. It's a women's rally based on Cindy Bartelli's brand new book, The Heart Healer, God's Response to Personal Prayer to a Hurting World. All of us can receive healing from the one and only, the Heart Healer, Jesus Christ himself. Thank you, Cindy, for joining us.
You're welcome. Thank you.
My name is Matt Garcia. I'm Pastor Randy's son here on staff here as well as at Fortress Church. So I'm interviewing him on his new book, To Another Level. Pastor Randy, how are you doing?
I'm doing good.
To Another Level book that you've recently written. It's the Ephesians 4 model for spiritual growth. Let's talk about that. Now, Pastor Randy, what inspired you originally to write this book?
Well, first of all, I always have a desire to see people rise to new levels of faith and to grow spiritually. I believe it should be the desire of any Christ follower to not to be satisfied with where their spiritual life is at, but rather always have a desire to grow and get closer to God and deepen their relationship with the Lord. And I think that's so important. I guess part of me as a pastor, I've seen so many individuals, many of them are on fire for God, they want more of God. But then there are another group of people who just don't have any desire to take their spiritual life to another level. And I desire as a pastor to help them rise to a new level of faith and get deeper with the Lord.
I assume you desire to reach a lot of different people with this book. But that being said, people are different. So when we speak of spiritual growth, aren't there many ways a Christ follower can grow?
Yes. For example, there's some basic ways that we introduce in the book, like having your daily devotions with the Lord. That'll bring spiritual growth. Reading the Word of God, studying the Word of God, going to church, being involved in a small group. All those are great ways to grow in the Lord. But one of the things the Lord impressed upon me a few months ago, as I was having a quiet time with the Lord one day, the Lord just showed me that this particular passage, this particular chapter, I'm talking about Ephesians 4, is filled with principles that we oftentimes overlook to correlate it with spiritual growth. As I was studying Ephesians 4 earlier this year, I noticed that it has a lot to do. There was two major themes there. One major theme is spiritual maturity. That's where we need to be. The other major theme is ministry. And I realized that there is a direct correlation between being involved in ministry and a person's spiritual growth. So for that reason, the majority of the book is dealing with the Ephesians 4 model and what Paul tells us how we can mature in the Lord. So this is what To Another Level is all about.
Yeah. You know, as you were talking about that, I started thinking about the ministry that I've seen over the years, and I've seen believers just get burned out in ministry. So why does that happen? Why do believers get burned out in ministry?
Well, there's a number of reasons, but I believe the number one reason why people get burned out, Christ followers get burned out, is because they are in the wrong place of ministry. In other words, they're gifted in one way, and yet they are trying to do the kingdom work, which is great. I commend everybody for doing kingdom work, but not all of us are wired and gifted to do everything. And when we are not in the area of ministry where God calls us to, how God created us to minister, then we oftentimes get burned out. And really the answer is this: if we know our spiritual gifts, and that's part of what I talk about in chapter 3, and that's our calling, is when we know what our calling is in life, our calling in ministry. We find our spiritual gifts. We find our motivational gifts. We know what our strengths are, what our weaknesses. When we know how God created us in a unique way, then we are able to reach our potential. When we don't know this and we don't reach our potential, we end up getting burned out.
Yeah, that's good. You have over 75 To Another Level lessons in the book. So what is To Another Level lesson? And give me an example of one or two.
Over the years, I've jotted down certain lessons that I've learned that I would love to pass on to so many people. For example, one lesson is this: spiritual growth is intentional, not accidental. In other words, if you want to grow, you've got to be intentional about that. Here's another To Another Level lesson. Your potential in life will never be reached until you identify your God-given purpose and then pursue it. See, God has a purpose for your life. And until you pursue that purpose and identify what God has laid out for your life, you're never going to reach your potential.
To Another Level. Is this book for a new believer, do you think?
Well, I believe it's for everybody. One of the things I do when I start off this book is I ask the question, if you were to rate where your spiritual life is on a scale of 0 to 10, 0 meaning you are yet to have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, 10 meaning you're perfect, which none of us are there. I believe wherever we are at, if someone rates themselves as a 2, there's room to grow. If someone rates themselves as a 7, there's room to grow. And anywhere in between. What I'm saying here is To Another Level is going to challenge everybody, whether they're a new believer or whether they're a seasoned believer that is quite mature, there is always room to grow. If any of us get to the point to say, I don't need to grow anymore, that's a very dangerous position because all of us have room to grow. We need to be more like Jesus. And believe me, we're not there yet.
Well, thank you, Pastor Randy. We're so excited about your new book. And for our audience, remember that you can get your own copy of To Another Level for any donation of any amount by simply logging on to www.toanotherlevelbook.com. Again, that's toanotherlevelbook.com. And you could access your own copy of To Another Level. Well, thank you, Pastor Randy.
Rising Heights brought to you by Fortress Church. We are located in the northwest area of San Antonio at 7760 Prue Road. That is between Babcock and Bandera Road. If you are looking for a home church, come on by and check us out. We meet for worship every Sunday at 9:15 and 11 a.m. También tenemos servicios en español cada domingo a las 10:45. Spanish worship services and our multi-purpose center every Sunday at 10:45. Feel free to check us out on the web at fortresschurch.org. I'm so looking forward to this Sunday as we continue our series To Another Level. Are you ready to take your spiritual life to another level? Join us this Sunday at Fortress Church. Be blessed.